If the children want to come down the front so you can see, that'd be great. Come on down, Hope. Come on down. Lots of room, lots of room. Brilliant. And Hope, if you want to come and stand over there, thank you. Brilliant. Now, Jesus said this in our reading. Jesus said, "Which of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a... If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Now, as you know, Christmas can be a busy sort of time for clergy. I know some of you think that it's the only time of year when we work on any day apart from Sunday. I'm looking forward to 2016 when Christmas falls on a Sunday. But it does mean that that busyness has slightly got in the way of my present buying, and I am a little bit behind the times with buying presents. Luckily, I noticed that they have just set up a new shop with people like me in mind, Clergently. For clergy who need things urgently. Not really worth waiting for, was it? It's a vicar's first stop for last minute gifts established this morning. It's what's called a compartment store. It's like a department store, but smaller. And the staff are smaller too. So, Hope, I wonder if you can help me with one or two more gifts, before I get in the car and head off to my parents in Sevenoaks for lunch. I just need a few more. I've got a list here of the things that people have asked for. So my dad now, he really wanted a hat. He's not got quite as much hair as he used to have, and he wants a hat to keep the last of it in. Not to keep the last of it in, to keep the last of it in. So what have you got in your clothing section, Hope, in this one here? Do we have a hat? Oh. It's quite... At the back, there is a hat, but it's about an inch tall, about 3 centimetres tall. That's not really, that's all you've got in the clothing section, is it doesn't come in other sizes? That's a shame. I haven't seen my dad for a while, but last time I saw him, his head was definitely at least twice that size. The colours are nice anyway, so I said, that'll do, we'll make do with that. There we go, there's Dad's present. Now, Mum insisted that she didn't want anything at all this year, which she's always doing, which is a great pain. And but when I pushed this, she said, well, you know what, a box of chocolates is always nice. I could always do with a box of chocolates. So so let's see what we've got in our food compartment. Have we got a luxury box of chocolates? Oh, what's that? That's a potato. Is it a nice fresh potato? You think that's a fresh potato? That's a shame. The Joneses need to work on their household hygiene. It's sprouting rather, and it smells quite bad. And in fact, the packet says it's about a month out of date, which tells you one of two things. Either I've been preparing the visual aids for this talk for over a month, or I looked in the cupboard yesterday and I do have a potato that's a month out of date. Well, it's not exactly a luxury box of chocolates, but, Mum's very understanding. That'll be fine. Okay. Now, my brother-in-law David, he really wanted some really comfy slippers. He's got to that sort of age, and he quite likes the idea of padding around the house in his slippers and putting up his feet by the fireside. So, let's see. Do you have any comfy slippers in your footwear department? Oh. Well, that's not quite what I had in mind. For one thing, they're a size 9, and he's a size 10, but also, they're not really slippers, are they? They don't look, again, you're thinking, either Stephen bought these specially for the talk, them already. We've all got a past we're not proud of. Well, they're not slippers, they don't look very comfortable, but I think they'll have to do. If anything, they're better than what he asked for, so that's great. Now, what else do we need? We need something for my nephew Isaac. That's what we need. My 4-year-old nephew Isaac. He is just learning to read. And what he would really like is a nice sort of story picture book to help him to learn to read. So I wonder if we've got anything in the books department for my nephew Isaac. Now, what's this, Hope? This is the Concise Routledge Encyclopedia of Philosophy, Hope. That's... I mean, at least it's the concise one, but even so, That's Thomas Hill Green, 1836 to 82. Green was a prominent Oxford idealist philosopher who criticised both the epistemological and ethical implications of the dominant empiricist and utilitarian theories of the time. Isaac's not going to like that. He's a very strong empiricist and utilitarian himself. Hates to hear that knocked. But also, I mean, the pictures are rubbish. I mean, that's a... That is not what he would say. It'll do. Perhaps he'll grow into it. You know, he'll give him a year or two and he'll be gobbling that down. Okay, great. One more. I think it's my sister. My sister Elizabeth. Now, last year, after I got her a mop and bucket, which was a terrible fiasco, I said, I really want to splash out on you this year, Elizabeth. Anything at all. What do you really fancy for Christmas this year? And she thought for a bit. And she said, you know, what I'd really like is a trip in a hot air balloon. I'd love a trip in a hot air balloon. Can you picture that soaring over the countryside in the basket of a hot air balloon? Now, I've left it a bit last minute, but I noticed that you have a compartment called ballooning, which I'm very hopeful about. So perhaps you'd like to tell me what sort of trips you've got available in your ballooning department. Oh, hope that's not a hot air balloon. That's just a balloon. That's not the same at all. Could you at least sort of blow it up for me? Could you have a go at blowing that up? You're only good with balloons. Have a go. It's quite a stiff one. See what you can do. Yeah, stretching it. Good. Oh, well done. Oh, it's going down again. What's wrong? There's a hole in it. That's what you're supposed to blow into, Hope. Of course there's a hole in it. Oh, there's another hole in it. Oh, that's no good, is it? That's not what she was hoping for. So she wanted a hot air balloon ride, and she's got a limp balloon that I can't even inflate. Well, I suppose it'll have to do. She's very forgiving. There we are. There's a balloon. So there we go. We've got my Christmas gifts. What do you think of my Christmas gift? We've got a hat for my dad. I mean, he's going to have to lose a bit of weight before he can get it on, but that's, he was trying to do that anyway. That's all right. We've got a potato for my mum. It's not exactly the luxury box of chocolate she was hoping for, but you never know. It might be all right. We've got my brother-in-law, his slippers. I mean, to be honest, that's not a bad buy. But a nice book for my nephew Isaac, and we've got a balloon for my sister Elizabeth. What do you think? Do you think my sister and brother-in-law and nephew, do you think my family are going to be sort of really pleased if I gave them those gifts, or do you think they'd be a bit? How do you think they're going to feel? A bit sad, pretty disappointed, aren't they? They're going to be a bit sad and a bit disappointed. That's exactly right. Shopkeeper, do you want to take a seat? Thank you very much indeed for your help, Hope. Do you know what? They would be very disappointed if I gave them those presents. They'd ask for perfectly reasonable gifts, and then I give them terrible presents like that. They'd be very disappointed. But do you know what? I'm not going to give them those presents. I've been pretending. The real presents are all wrapped up by the front door of my flat, and they're ready to go in the car and to be driven off to my family. And they're not brilliant presents, but they're much better than those. I'm not a brilliant gift giver, but even I know better than to give people mouldy potatoes and tiny hats for Christmas. It's like Jesus says, which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks him for a fish, would give him a serpent? That wouldn't happen. Even if we don't always get our gifts exactly right, none of us is that bad at giving presents. And Jesus says if we're not too bad at giving presents, well, our Heavenly Father is absolutely brilliant at giving good gifts to his children. So Jesus says this, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? We might be surprised that Jesus calls us evil. Sounds a bit harsh, doesn't it? He's not saying that we're as bad as we could be. Most of us are, you know, lovely most of the time. But we are quite selfish. In fact, even when I'm giving someone a present, which sounds like a very unselfish thing to do, quite often I'm thinking more about whether it makes me look good and generous and kind and thoughtful than I'm really thinking about them and whether they're going to enjoy it. I'm quite selfish. And when the photos of the Christmas festivities go up on Facebook and there's that one of the whole family around the Christmas table, around the dinner table, who's the first face that I look for in that photo? It's mine. How do I look before I look at anybody else? And the answer is never that encouraging. I am quite self-centered. And Jesus calls that evil. And he says that if even selfish, evil me is able to give pretty reasonable gifts most of the time, well then, how much more will God, our perfect Heavenly Father, give good things to his children if they ask him? On Christmas Day, we can probably think of lots of good things that ultimately come from God. So who likes Christmas dinner? Anyone a fan of Christmas dinner? Turkey and roast potatoes? Do you have a favourite bit of Christmas dinner? What's your favourite thing? The turkey? Yeah, good choice. Anyone's favourites? Your favourites? Sausages? Good choice. Yeah, pigs in blankets? Delicious. Christmas dinner? Wonderful. Christmas carols? I like that about Christmas. Anyone like singing Christmas carols? Christmas time? Yeah, we've got some. Do you have a favourite Christmas carol? Difficult to choose, isn't it? Away in a Manger, that's my favourite. I love that one. Who likes going for a really tiring walk in the rain on Boxing Day when you'd rather be playing with your toys? Okay. Some masochists. Do you know what? Most of us hate that, and by the time you get to 32, you'll still hate it, but you'll somehow think it's sort of the right thing to do. It's very mysterious. Anything else about Christmas that we like? What have I missed out? We like Christmas dinner. We like singing carols. Anything else you like about Christmas? Have I forgotten anything? What? Presents. You like getting presents. Yes, presents, of course. That's a good thing, isn't it? We love presents at Christmas time. All the good things that we have in life, and there are lots of them we can think of at Christmas time, all those good things come ultimately from God. God is very kind. He's very generous. And the best gift that he most longs to give to every one of us is forgiveness from that selfishness and friendship with him and eternal life forever and ever with him in heaven. And we can have that gift of forgiveness just by asking for it. When we ask for a very good thing like that, God promises to give it to us. Even if we generally manage to give one another a pretty reasonable gift, more or less, most of the time. And God is a far better and more generous gift giver than any of us. When we ask God for good things, the things that will be good for us, and especially when we ask for that gift of forgiveness, he absolutely promises to give it to us. We're going to think a tiny bit more about that in just a moment. But before that, we're going to sing again. I think, children, why not head back to your families? And we're going to sing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. So over to Craig. I want very briefly just to say one more little thing before we pray and sing to close. There's nothing much to see, so no need for the children to come to the front. Do you remember Jesus said, which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a serpent. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Jesus says that for Christians, God is their Father. And in a moment in the Lord's Prayer, we'll pray to God as our Father. He just doesn't arbitrarily hand out gifts to strangers like some kind of Santa Claus figure. No, God is a loving Father who gives generously towards his much-loved children. But have you ever thought how amazing that is? We're not naturally part of God's family. We're not born into it. But that second reading that we had explains how to become part of God's family. It says that Jesus was God himself come into the world. It says that many people rejected Jesus when he came and still do today. But then it says this, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. We can become God's children by believing in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Jesus who was born as a baby at Christmas, grew up to be a man. He lived a perfect life, not like me in my selfishness. And then he died a criminal's death on a cross on Good Friday and rose again on Sunday. And as he died, he took all the punishment that my selfishness and sin deserved. As Jesus died on the cross, God looked on him as evil, as I deserve. And trusting in Jesus' name means relying on that death in my place. It means saying to God, I want you to count Jesus' death as having happened to me. And when we ask like that, a swap happens. God looked on Jesus and saw him as evil, the verdict that I deserve, and he can look on me when I trust in Jesus and see me as perfectly good, the verdict that only Jesus' life deserves. And when I'm forgiven like that, I get adopted into a brand new family, God's family. Now, this side of heaven, God's family is still going to have family squabbles and things like every other family. But we do have a perfect heavenly father. And gradually, every member of the family is learning to become more and more like their heavenly father and more like their elder brother, Jesus. And when we ask for help to live like Jesus, well, that is exactly the kind of good thing that God loves to give us. Because our heavenly father is a good and generous giver of gifts to his children. And perhaps someone here needs to trust in Jesus themselves for the first time this morning and to become part of God's family. The Walter family are going to come and lead us in prayer. But happy Christmas.
Part of the Walter family, anyway. Here we are. We have one final carol to sing in a few minutes, after which our time together is over. But before that, we are going to pray. And in our prayers this morning, we're going to pick up on a few of the phrases from the carols we've already sung and the readings from the Bible that we have heard. So let's now pray together. From our first